Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 10th of May, The Covenant of the Spirit. Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant according to the order of Melchizedek. This is the new covenant of the Spirit. Paul highlighted this point, writing, "Our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." It is important to recognize that we have been made ministers of this new covenant after the order of Melchizedek. Through new birth, that is, receiving our sufficiency from God, and baptism into Christ, we have been raised and seated with the glorified Son of God, who is where he was before. It is from this raised position that we priest ourselves to the Father through obedience to his will. We reveal the Son as members of his body, and we reveal the Holy Spirit, whose temple is our bodies, as we walk in the way in which he leads us. Equally, we minister life to one another through our participation in the agape meal. Significantly, this reality is possible only because the Holy Spirit is Lord. He now has priority in the unfolding purposes of God. Speaking of the Lordship of the Holy Spirit, Paul said, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, that is the Son, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Once we are truly illuminated to this great truth, we recognize the weakness of our own flesh, that we do not know how to participate in the conversation of Yahweh to which we have been raised. Accordingly, by praying in the Spirit, we cooperate with him as he makes intercession for us. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 to 24, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, and Romans chapter 8, verse 26. For further study, Hebrews chapter 9.